The Fairbanks Catholic Diocese has filed a plan for paying victims of abuse by clergy. The compensation plan is the latest step in a diocese Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization spurred by abuse claims. Diocese attorney Casey Nye says the fund, which could top $30 million, includes $8.6 million derived from church real estate.
Essentially, all of its property in one form or another, and they're committing themselves to over $400,000 a year of debt service for the next 20 years.
Nye says essential diocese buildings in Fairbanks and Galena will be mortgaged, with the proceeds going to a compensation fund for 300 victims who've filed abuse claims against the diocese. The fund would also include money from the sale of various other properties, including an airplane and hangar in Fairbanks, KNOM radio in Nome, and development rights to Pilgrim Hot Springs. Nye says two Catholic schools in Fairbanks and parish churches are not part of the proposal, nor is an endowment trust that supports parish operations. Plaintiff's attorney Ken Rosa says the over $10 million endowment fund should be tapped to pay victims.
They don't commit any of the millions of dollars that they've hidden away in illegal trust funds. The plan, at its very bottom, shows absolutely no concern at all for the hundreds of victims that it purports to reach out to.
Rosa is also critical of the diocese handling of insurance claims. Diocese attorney Nye says the claims are disputed but are expected to make up the bulk of the compensation.
The insurance is going to depend on the liability of the insurance companies, which is contested in the case. But there are some substantial sums in excess of $20 to $27 million that are possible.
Nye says the diocese is waiving any barrier the statute of limitations poses to claimants who typically suffered abuse as children. The church's plan also lays out criteria for victim compensation based on the severity of the abuse they suffered. Rosa says the classification system is unfair and impersonal.
Not to have the victims interviewed and evaluated individually, but to arbitrarily classify them and let the church decide, it's outrageous.
Attorneys on both sides of the case, as well as insurance companies and church and victims' representatives, are required to participate in mediation talks later this month. The diocese compensation plan will be a starting point for the negotiations.